Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel at 73 is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
1 week after Holocaust Remembrance Day, Independence Day, the celebration of the 73rd birthday of the Jewish State of Israel. That's another very special day to Jewish people, isn't it?
Yes, of course. It is, in fact, the opposite end of the pole of Holocaust Day. We are free. We are liberated. We're able to have an army, a government, a judiciary, and that's the way it should be. A family of nations, one nation earning the respect for what we were able to do. And so therefore, 1 week after Holocaust Day, we enter into Independence Day with joy, with celebration.
Winky, this morning I was reading in my quiet time Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 6, where it says that Israel will be a light unto the nations. And indeed, Independence Day, marking, I do believe, at least partial fulfillment of what God promised the Jewish people, a land where all the Jews could come and live and a kingdom in the future. Fulfillment of prophecy, nothing better than tangible evidence, and that's what Independence Day is. Do you not believe that?
I do believe that, and if I may be proud of Israel this past year, our performance during the COVID-19 crisis and our ability to overcome to a great extent this pandemic and to show the nations of the world a proper way out of it, I think is admirable and is biblical in its proportions of mankind confronting a global crisis with belief in ourselves that, of course, comes from the Bible and its prophecies about what Israel is to be to the nations of the world.
Winky Medad with the details on Israel's 73rd birthday, a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. May 14th, 1948, marked the day that God fulfilled his promise to the Jewish people and made a Jewish nation with these Jews which had survived the Holocaust of World War II. World War I prepared a land for a people, and World War II prepared a people for that land. That was a fulfillment of Ezekiel chapters 37 and 34. The ancient prophet Ezekiel also foretold of an alignment of nations trying to destroy the Jewish state. That's Ezekiel 38. One prophecy has been fulfilled, the other about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...